Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager. I wasn't hearing the music very loud, so I was wondering if I'm on loud enough, but I suppose I am. This is the Revisionist Report on Thursday, July 21st. And this morning, first things first, I want to direct your attention to a new website, the creation of Rodney Martin. The website is www.wvfoundations.org. It's actually called Worldview Foundations. That's the name of the organization. It's brand new. I've been communicating with Rodney Martin for a while now, and this is something that he has been thinking about and been working on, and he's very serious about it. So I invite you to go and take a look at his brand new website. As he says, it's just the beginning. And see what he has to say. WV Foundations is kind of general. It doesn't tell you a whole lot, but when you go there, you'll see what it's all about. It's www.wvfoundations.org. Okay, yesterday, Frank called at the end of the program and brought up the myth of Adolf Hitler putting fluoride in the drinking water to make Germans more docile. You know, when you think about that, it's pretty funny because Adolf Hitler wanted Germans to have more of a fighting spirit, or to have a real fighting spirit. He did not want them to be docile. But then the other myth is that they put fluoride in the water in the concentration camps to make the camp people more docile. You know, Jews mainly. Have come up with all these stories about what the Germans were putting in the water, what they were putting in the food, what they put in the soup, all these stories, and to do things, and they put medications in the soup to make the women infertile and stuff like that. None of which is true. None of which can be proven. Now this fluoridation issue. A listener actually did some research on it after the show because of what we were saying, and his name is Stephen. I won't give his last name. I don't know if he wants that to be given out or not, but Stephen looked up this information, and he sent it to me, and it's really very interesting. It shows how these things happen, because what he found out is that the source of every story about the fluoridation by the Nazis comes from a person named Charles E. Perkins. And the fact is, when you look into it, that Charles E. Perkins never mentioned the Nazis in any of his books or writings, although he is credited with being the source of that. You see how these things become, they are just plain lies, and yet they're presented in a way that sounds convincing and people just buy it, because they don't look it up for themselves. And I'm guilty of that at times too. I mean, we all do that. If it seems authoritative, we say, you know, I read here that this and blah blah blah. Anyway, Charles Perkins wrote a book, The Truth About Water Fluoridation, and all this information supposedly came from there. But and he's, you know, as I already said, he's the sole authority of the Nazis' use of fluoridation. But when you look into the book, you find that it contains no mention of the use of fluoride by the Nazis at all. But he did believe that fluoridated water started as a communist plot.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Gentlemen, I'm back, Carolyn Yeager with the Revisionist Report, and I was just saying that Charles Perkins was the only source, but that, now there is a secondary source for this story about the Nazis fluoridating water, and that is in the Crimes and Punishment of I.G. Farben by Joseph Borkin. It's also said that he wrote about it in there, but this is also false because someone has read the book and did a digital search and can't find anything. There's nothing in the book about it. So let's see what else we got here. The end of this. Now there's this. Here's one of the false stories. Mr. Dickinson reveals that at the end of the Second World War, the United States government sent Charles Elliot Perkins, a research worker in chemistry, biochemistry, physiology, and pathology, to take charge of the vast Farben chemical plants in Germany. While there, he was told by German chemists of a scheme which had been worked out by them during the war and adopted by the German general staff. This scheme was to control the population in any given area through mass medication of drinking water. In this scheme, sodium fluoride occupied a prominent place. Now, this is word for word from a 35-year-old letter. You see, this stuff is picked up from here to there. But yet, once again, there's no mention of Perkins' book that he had any connection to I.G. Farben, and no mention of Charles Perkins in The Crimes and Punishment of I.G. Farben by Joseph Borkin. So here you have people attributing information to well-known, you know, to people who are real people and who have written books and saying it's there, and it's not there. And how many people, you know, have read these things, these claims, and believe them because they sound so convincing the way they're put together. And person says, not Stephen, but who's ever, wherever he got all this information, they believe that fluoridation is more a result of the nanny state and financial interests than either a communist plot or a Nazi plot. So much for that. And I really appreciate Stephen for doing that. It's wonderful that listeners will provide such good information. It's very, very helpful. Now, Al, I got an email from Al in Australia. And I haven't gone through, I've gone through it. What I'm saying is I haven't organized this too well for the program at the moment. But I'm going to mention what he says because I think it might be similar to what many people are thinking about concerning eugenics. Now, as we were talking about, I was talking about eugenics yesterday, and I want to talk about it some more today, although I do invite callers at 1-800-313-9443. You can call in about anything we've been talking about this week so far, and I will take your call. Now, Al says that he wonders he might disagree with me a little bit because, you see, he's uncomfortable with this eugenics idea. And I'm going to give my view of why I think that is after I tell you what he says. He says eugenics as a policy could fail because the elite can hijack the media and reshape policy. Well, how much have the elite already hijacked and reshaped? I mean, obviously I'm already giving my opinion here. Everything can be misused, everything. We tend to think that eugenics, see, I was talking yesterday about how eugenics has a negative aura. It's been presented to us since World War II. And I might get into that, why it happened then and what happened because it became a war crime. At Nuremberg, and it was considered then a criminal enterprise after World War II and everywhere. So everything was changed. Before that, it wasn't, and then it was. So we've been indoctrinated that there's something very, very bad about eugenics because it's not only that it can be misapplied, it's going to be. It will be misused. Now, Al goes on to say, in other words, it may be fair to discourage certain people from reproducing or even preventing them from so doing. Now, that's negative eugenics, remember. That's negative eugenics, and that's where there was some of that. There is a place for that, but it's quite limited. All right, when you make that decision, quite limited. To those who most people would agree should not be reproducing, and generally are not, because mostly there are people around them that prevent that. I mean, just the way it is. Before long, though, that people, Al says, before long, that people group may be broadened to include those of a certain color or belief. Well, yeah, but that doesn't, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with eugenics because somebody could take it and apply it very broadly in areas where it shouldn't be done. Eventually, could go to 9/11 truth. So I think he's getting a little bit ridiculous here. Could go to banking critics or anybody that somebody didn't like. I know you, he says, you address positive eugenics. I understand that to mean that there could be an encouragement for the correct type of people to have more children. I'm in favor of this, but I see it as subject to the same type of manipulation. Well, my answer is the same. And he goes along to say that, as other people have pointed out, that today we do, those very people who condemn eugenics are practicing an enforced economic eugenics that is through financial assistance. They encourage certain people to have more children, and they discourage the people who should have more children from having more children. So, all these things are being practiced against us. Against, when I say us, I am talking about those who are diminishing in this world and are losing influence and control, which is basically the white race, the ordinary white people who are having less and less children. And in the face of the fact that non-whites are having so many, and we think, and we know that there's not enough resources, and there's too many, we have a population problem. So we choose not to have children, or we choose for other reasons too. And so we are decreasing, and this is not a good idea. I'm going to give some information now about eugenics in Nazi Germany, okay? Because I did make a mistake yesterday when I said that only a few thousand people were sterilized. That's not true. That's true for, well, it's not exactly even true for euthanasia, but I was under numbering that. So let me correct that, and let's get the facts out straight here as far as Germany went in during the 1930s and 40s, mostly in the 30s. One of the first acts by Adolf Hitler. Now, this comes from Wikipedia, a page that was Nazi eugenics or something like that. After achieving total control over the German state, was to pass the law for the prevention of hereditarily diseased offspring. That was passed right away in 1933, in summer 1933. That was one of the first ones. And he had already said he was going to do that, that he thought that was necessary because of what I talked to you yesterday about the state of the German people and it's very hard to say these things. They're very hard to come out with the words because of our political correctness. But those who were very poor examples of humanity, and there were too many of them in Germany, and they're really pulling things down, pulling the whole state down because the state was so poor and was struggling, and then you have all this, and this was this is a way to destroy a people, so let's keep that in mind. So Hitler signed this law, and he set up 200 eugenic courts that were specifically created as a result of the law. And all doctors in the Reich were required to report patients. Boy, the mouse on this computer just keeps moving you somewhere else. Okay. All doctors in the Reich were required to report patients of theirs who were mentally retarded, mentally ill, including schizophrenia and manic depression, or epileptic, blind, deaf, or physically deformed and esteemed. Now, this is Wikipedia, so we have to be careful here with what we're reading, because I have read other things about it, and they had a lot of, they had very strong what you call, what do we call that with our constitution, where we have checks and balances. There are a lot of checks and balances going on in this program. And anyway, they also included people who had family history of alcoholism and Huntington's disease. Now, these people could be sterilized. However, when we talk about enforced sterilization, it's not like they kidnapped people and, brought them in some, well, I've already used up my 11 minutes. So we'll be back after the break, and I'll try to move through this a little bit better. The phone number is 1-800-313-9444.
You flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am getting into the history of the sterilization program in Germany. Now, I was talking about these courts, and the courts that they had set up functioned both for the original assignment of a person who was to be sterilized. It had to go before this panel, and they had to approve it. But then if the person or their family or whatever objected to the fact that they were going, you know, that they were ordered to be sterilized, there were appeal courts. And there, I read an account by an American journalist who was one who had permission to come to Germany in 1939 and 40 and you know, write from there and so on. And he wrote a book. This is Lothrop Stoddard. And he wrote a very fair book about how, well, you know, how things were in Germany, interviews he did with officials, including Hitler, and you know, how he saw things happening. And he went to one of these appeal courts one day, and he wrote about it. And I found this very interesting because he gave detailed picture of these. There were three that I recall, three people who were appealing their sentence. And all three of them were released from that need to be sterilized. This was, I think, it was a three judge court, but I'm not sure if it was more, maybe more than that. I don't have the book with me, but they were, you know, the person gave their, he must have taken clear notes, or else he got a copy of the court proceedings They allowed him to have a copy of it. But this wasn't especially done for him. This was the way, you know, this was the way it went on every day. And these people presented their case. They were all three, you know, mentally retarded. And but a couple of them managed to, they had a kind of a simple job. They had a job, and they had shown that they were responsible, and they had family who would, you know, help them if they married and were had a child. And they said they wanted to have a child. They wanted to have children. And I thought, now my impression was that they shouldn't, because they really, even though they managed to function, I didn't think that they could be real parents, you know, that they could really be good parents. Not that they wouldn't want to be, but I didn't think that they probably could be, and what you'd want in a parent, you know. And so I would have said no, but this court said yes to, you know, released all of them from that. And so that, I don't think that they were so strict. And there were, you know, when we're going to look at the figures now, and when you think about, it seems like a lot, but when you think about a population of 60 to 80 million by the time, by the 40s, this is in the number of people in it who were, who had, you know, serious problems, then this is not a huge number. But it, the number that's given is that 400,000 individuals were sterilized from 1933 until 1945 in Germany. And yet, there is no source for this, not anywhere, not at Wikipedia, and nowhere. And there's a source given for those who were supposedly killed in the euthanasia program. But there's no source for this number. And so I don't think that they know. In fact, in Wikipedia, they have the programs, the sterilization programs in a lot of European countries and in the United States. And the only one other one that they have a figure for is the United States, which I think was, now I don't remember. It was under 100,000, though, altogether. So that would have been less than in Germany. But the others, they don't have any number. So I don't think that they really know these numbers. And I don't know whether it's 400,000 or not. I don't believe anything that is not sourced. And now the source that they give for the euthanasia program, which they say 70,000 people, institutionalized people. Now, I'm not going into euthanasia, because euthanasia is not eugenics really at all. And people get those two things confused. But they say institutionalized or suffering from birth defects. But I know that it is really not just institutionalized people, but severely, incurably insane were the ones that they were euthanizing in Germany. There were not hardly any people with birth defects euthanized unless they were extremely severe and the parents requested it, because they were born with you know, terrible birth defects where they, you know, really could not be anything but a vegetable. So these were the ones. 70,000 is not a lot, although that program was stopped. Well, I got a couple of callers here. Good. But the source of this is Ian Kershaw. The source of this number, 70,000, is Ian Kershaw. And everywhere I looked, it was the same, only Ian Kershaw. Well, Ian Kershaw is a British historian who has written, specialized in writing about Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. But I don't know that I would put him, you know, would make, if he's the only source. However, I think 70,000 is a number I've seen quite a lot. So I wouldn't dispute that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. This is Carolyn Yeager, and the subject is eugenics. And we have, let's see what John from Tennessee has to say about that. Hi, John.
Hi, Carolyn. Hear me okay?
Well, you don't sound real loud to me, but I don't know how you sound to everyone else.
All right, well, anyway, Carolyn, the reason that I had called you was I'm getting feedback.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, it's hard to concentrate. I was listening to you. Let me call back in.
Okay, you call back. I'll take the call from Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Carolyn.
Well, I don't have a mic.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Paul. Go ahead.
I'm getting a little echo, but it's okay. Seems as though it's better now. For one, I want to tell you how I appreciate an honest discussion on eugenics instead of the politicized view by demagogues out there like Alex Jones, who basically thinks that the random spraying of a chemical over a group of people or indiscriminately murdering anybody through supposedly putting chemicals in the food or through vaccines is eugenics, which it would not be. Because what eugenics would be is to try to select for more favorable traits, and those, I think, would be overall healthiness, beauty, and intelligence. And so and what he mistakes eugenics for is really nihilism. Just the random slaughtering of random people is not eugenics. It's nihilism. So let's clarify that.
I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot. I had some things to say about what eugenics is not, and people have a lot of misconceptions. I do not support genetic manipulation, which we're capable of doing now since they've just, broken the DNA code and all that. And I'm certainly totally against genetic modification of food, and that's a whole other subject. But that's not the kind of eugenics that I'm thinking. And a lot of people are actually saying that they would approve of certain, if they can genetically get rid of diseases or they can genetically do these kind of things. I don't think that's the way to go. That can really be misused. I think the way to go is simply to encourage the people who are good genetic specimens. Sorry if that offends people, but, I don't know what they're thinking. To reproduce more and to discourage those who are not, and then things will balance out, and then you have all the people in between who are okay. And, we don't have to be perfect. We're not trying to make everybody into some kind of a perfect same type of thing.
Exactly. And then there's an aspect I like to think of. In a sense, welfare is a policy selecting for dysgenics because you take generally the more lazier people with less initiative to keep and maintain jobs, and you basically reward them by giving them more money to have larger families, which is dysgenics. And I wrote up my own little slogan, which I like to bandy about, and that is, if you think eugenics is bad, wait till you get dysgenics. You see?
Well, we have dysgenics.
Exactly, and that's state policy when you have welfare. It basically rewards the indolent and slothful to have more children. And these are people who are going to be unfit parents if they are even two-parent families.
Well, so, their parents, people really get offended, and, they don't like welfare being equated with lazy and slothful, and in a lot of cases it's not. So you can't, I wouldn't want to make that across-the-board statement. But still, the fact is that that we do encourage more and more people to depend on the state, and the people who depend on the state, like for wealth, more of their livelihood and so on, they depend on the state to raise their children too and to take care of their children. So they're the ones that the state likes because they turn everything over.
And there's an aspect too where, in a sense, eugenics is actually the promotion of healthy families also, because that's ultimately the goal, where you promote people who are self-reliant, who through marriage can raise healthy, strong children and are not reliant on the state. And therefore, you don't need as much of a state. I mean, if people are independent on their own, you don't need a social program. If people are stronger and healthier, that would lower the expenses on Medicare and Medicaid. And if the family unit is intact, then many of these functional families could look after their elderly, and therefore you don't need a giant government. So eugenics fits in perfectly.
There's nothing that is more important than intelligence and preserving intelligence in people. Everything that's good is correlated with higher intelligence.
Exactly. And also, and by the way, that's people of high intelligence within our own group who aren't hostile to our group. Because I think in the case of Jews, I think Jews have a very high intelligence. And that might be part of the reason.
So they say. Well, they do, because they, that they have selected for that over the centuries.
You mean eugenics? Exactly. They practice their own eugenic policies over the centuries, and that's why they have a head start on intelligence. But the problem of Jews is they're not our group, and so they don't act in our interest. They're not our people. So and they don't see themselves as our people.
I agree with that. And we don't need or want everyone to be super intelligent. That's not the point, because then you would have everybody vying for the same things and nobody wanting to do other things. So that's why I wouldn't interfere too much. You know, let nature take its course for the most part, except for the super dysfunctional people. Yeah.
And encourage,
you know, the best, and encourage health, and encourage good things in the entire population, and people to think in those terms. That, you know, we need to be able to say, and this is also considered very politically incorrect, we need to be able to say, you know, I want the best father or mother for my children, and I'm going to take that into consideration when I decide who I'm going to mate with. I'm not going to just mate around and think it doesn't make any difference, you know, who my partner is.
And it does make a difference. And by the way, and one last thing, it's the prevention of future human suffering. If people carry a really horrible disease, and this happened, I believe, with the Guthrie family, since they carry an Alzheimer's gene, or Parkinson's, I think it's Alzheimer's. They kind of had the common decency to not have large families, because they really... You know, and that shows how decent they are. Like, if you carry a really horrible gene that is going to be visited upon your children, why would you want to visit a horrible genetic destiny on some innocent child that is, you know, that is going to live with this on their head? They're going to know when I get older, I'm going to get whatever it is this disease is.
Well, I'm glad
instead
you
of opting out.
Paul, let me. I have to jump in with this, because there was something I wanted to say when I was talking about the German sterilization laws. Because I read that, and this I think was Goddard who said, that that most of the people who had come under that order weren't upset about it. They were agreeable to it, or their families were, or they were, depending on how far down on the scale of intelligence they were. But, you know, a lot of them, they knew that they had these limitations. They knew that they didn't have what other people had. And they wanted, they were also even, he said, often they wanted, they felt good because they were doing something to help their country. Now, this might sound like you're really, you know, taking advantage of people. But no, a lot of them just went right along with it. They didn't mind being sterilized because they didn't, some of them didn't even want to have children. And they wanted to be able to have sex without worrying about having children, you know, mm-hmm. some of them. So it was only, it was really a minority that fought against it, and these people were very much listened to, and if they showed that they were really serious, they really want, you know, this was important to them, they were usually allowed to be released from that. That's what I was saying.
So. Yeah, so let me wrap it up by just lauding you for at least an objective and dispassionate discussion on this issue. And again, I want to cite that Alex Jones really is doing a disservice to society as a whole by the way he lumps in eugenicists as basically psychopathic mass murderers. So he demonizes basically what is actually a very healthy, wonderful, you know, way of looking at the world. And he basically is associating it with mass murder and indiscriminate killing. And he really is just doing a horrible job on that issue. And somebody needs to straighten him out. So it's great to see somebody in the media like yourself be honest on this issue.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I'm trying to do it. I didn't make a very good start today, but yeah. I appreciate your call. It was very good, Paul. I think we've got John back. Hi, John.
Oh, Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Is that better?
Yes. Part of it might have been my fault, so glad you called back.
Okay. Was the previous caller, was that Paul?
That was Paul, yes.
Yeah, I figured it was Paul. So, Carolyn, it's interesting. Are you familiar with 1920s, United States, Better Families Movement, Cold Springs Harbor, and et cetera, et cetera? Hitler was basically doing exactly what Samuel Galton, a nephew of Charles Darwin, was trying to get people to do in the States. There's a girl by the name of Carrie Bell.
Yeah, I was reading about her yesterday.
Okay, well, basically, Carrie Bell was forcibly sterilized, along with thousands, if not millions, of others in America until the 1970s. Hitler was doing what American government was doing under the guise of good medicine preventing the continuance of an infirm society, Oliver Wendell Holmes, this great, so-called great Supreme Court justice, said in Buck versus Bell that it's better for all the world to allow forced sterilization because three generations of imbeciles was enough. Carolyn, this is nothing more than the attempt by the so-called elite, people, hey, I'm going to put it where it's at, like Paul, who are painting this pig with beautiful lipstick, but it's still a pig. And you're still telling people, I am good enough, and I am smart enough, and I'm wise enough to decide whether or not you're allowed to reproduce.
John, hold on a second. Let me say something about Carrie Bell. They are portraying Carrie Bell now as if there was nothing wrong with her, and it was all done because she had been raped by someone in the family, and the family was trying to blame it onto her because she had been adopted and put her away. And this may be true, and it may not, because she was tested as being at a very low level. I don't know, she had the intelligence of a 9-year-old or something when she was 18. Now, this may have been a plot or what you say, an unfair thing that was done to her. Mistakes can happen. I don't know what was going on in that place, but I would say that I believe that the German government was doing a heck of a lot better job than what was being done in the United States in some of these states with it, but I still think that the intention that it started out with is a good intention, and I don't think that it was any kind of a great tragedy that Carrie Bell, who had one daughter, was sterilized, if in fact she was, and if it was a mistake. It wasn't like she was put to death, okay?
I've been studying eugenics, the eugenics movement, for almost 30 years. I've done a tremendous amount of research, and I know the people that were behind it, and are behind it now because, make no bones about it, it's going on now through abortion. Instead of saying that it's you can't have a child, it's your right not to have that child. But you look at the majority of abortions, the majority of kids that are not coming to...
Well, that's the elite. The elites push abortion, and they don't... That's not the same thing as true eugenics.
Absolutely it is. Because
we're trying to talk mostly about positive eugenics and not negative eugenics. Negative eugenics, sterilization plays a very small role, and it's just limited to the most severe cases. It's not meant, in my mind, I don't recommend that it should be increased to include all kinds of people who we just don't think would make very good parents or something. I don't go along with that at all.
Carolyn, who gives us the right to determine?
Yeah.
I'm making my way through life. I'm reasonably intelligent. I got a beautiful wife.
But nobody's trying to do anything to somebody like you. I mean, you're not included in this.
What I'm saying, Carolyn, is that at some point to the elite, I'm an undesirable because I happen to be a free thinker, or I happen not to go along with their idea of a grand society, of a new world or a new era.
But then you need to fight the elite, John, which you are doing, you see. You need to fight the elite for what they're doing and not waste your time on things that are not really going to help what the real problem is. And you are doing that. And, so I don't see, this is the kind of problem that I'm trying to, why I'm talking about this. Because I think there are too many people who are demonizing states and things in history and people and ideas and programs wrongly
stuff. If people are not aware of what went on in the past, it's going to be presented and redone and painted up to be
aware. I'm talking about what was done in the past. I'm not trying to cover up what was done in the past.
I didn't say you were. But when they paint the lips of the pig, and isn't this a pretty pig? It's been here before. And the very people. We're doing it in the 1920s.
Okay, John, I understand. No, I'm not trying to cut you off, but I've got two more callers. And I think you made your point. You don't agree with Alex Jones. I think John is gone. Okay, Frank in North Carolina. Hi, Frank. Is Frank there?
Yes. Hi. I had mentioned yesterday that I realize I'm 45 and I realize that I've been lied to about so much. I think there's a book by the name of Everything They Ever Told You Was a Lie. I'm going to have to get that book. But, I realize that I've been lied to about so much, and maybe not when I was younger. I probably couldn't have done it. But I've learned at this point in life, I have a higher than average,
We'll pick you up after the break. Right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back for the final 5 minutes, and we have Frank from North Carolina on the phone. Are you still there, Frank?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have a probably slightly above average intelligence level and everything. I'm very observant, but I've got experience now. I'm well up into my 40s. I've been awake to 9/11 and the New World Order agenda, all that for about 6 years now, and I've had a lot of time to assimilate all of this in my life experience and whatnot. And what I find is there's a lot of intellectual dishonesty, and a lot of people in the truth movement and whatnot are just not genuine 100%. And like you said, Gordon Duff, I think, I didn't hear it, but you quoted him as stating you have to speak in the language that they understand.
Yes.
So there are certain things, topics that can't be touched, and they use these same things like, you know, people like Alex Jones and pretty much everyone in the truth movement. They're always talking about the Nazis. The Nazis did this. The Nazis did that. You know, from what I can understand, looking at it objectively, the Nazis didn't do anything that the American people wouldn't stand for today. You don't see Americans marching in the street about any of this. The Americans couldn't care less. And, you know, if anyone has got fluoride in the water, I could see you could make that argument for the American people because they don't seem to care about anything. But, you know, yeah, I've learned to go by what I see more than what I hear and read. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But I was always a World War II buff, and by all accounts, the German military was a very formidable opponent, and you got to figure the civilians too. The industry to put out all of the armaments and everything to fight on all these fronts that they had to be docile, that would have been the last thing that they wanted. And that argument isn't logical. And what my point today is, we need to start looking. Does what someone's saying make sense? Because a lot of the stuff that these people are putting out, it doesn't even make sense just on the surface. It's not logical.
I think, Frank, you're exactly right, and I we can say why don't people question, why don't they want to say, why doesn't, you know, that this doesn't make sense, why don't they want to look deeper at it? And I'm going to really go out on the limb now, and I'm going to say that in many, one of the things, not the only thing, but that can be the reason for that, is people's religious beliefs. And if your religious beliefs kind of lead you in a certain direction and teach you certain things, then you're going to go along with a lot of stuff that's going to validate that. And you're not going to be able to question things if they seem to get in the way of your religious beliefs. So that does work as a way of keeping people from thinking more freely, or maybe you might say even more honestly. And more objectively, let's put it that way, more objectively. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, that's definitely a big part of it. And I think of Zionism. That's the first thing that comes to mind to me on that perspective. And, you never hear them talking about the Soviets. It's always the Nazis, the Nazis, the Nazis. And you don't see a whole lot of documentaries on the History Channel. You know, they're always running the documentaries about how evil the Nazis were, but you don't see that in the pop culture and whatnot in America. It's never been that way about the Soviets and all the
Yeah, well, because like you say, the History Channel talks about the Nazis, not the Soviets. So that's why everybody does, because that's what they see and hear in the media. Okay, well, we've brought this show to an end. Thanks to all the callers. Come back tomorrow for our Friday show. This is Carolyn Yeager. Bye for now.
Next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay.